AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine and European allies are accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of feigning interest in peace efforts. After 5 hours of talks yesterday with U.S. envoys at the Kremlin produced no breakthrough. This is UK Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper.
But so far all we have seen from President Putin is an attempt to escalate war. And that is why President Putin should end the bluster and the bloodshed and be ready to come to the table and to support a just and lasting peace for Ukraine and for the security of Europe and the security of NATO.
A day earlier, Putin accused the Europeans of sabotaging the U.S.-led peace effort and warned, if provoked, Russia would be ready for war with Europe. Billionaire spacewalker Jared Isaacman is back before the Senate after being yanked and then renominated by President Trump to lead NASA. Isaacman says the U.S. cannot afford to lose ground in the space race with competitors like China.
This is not the time for delay, but a time for action. Because if we fall behind, if we make a mistake, we may never catch up. And the consequences could shift the balance of power here on Earth.
Space entrepreneurs rocketed into orbit twice with SpaceX buying his own flights. Robert Clifford, a lawyer who filed two wrongful death lawsuits over the fiery UPS plane crash in Kentucky, says the company put profits over safety by continuing to fly older planes.
We think that those would have been longstanding defects that should have been found and fixed long before this aged aircraft was continued to be pressed to its max by UPS. Over and over and over and over, with more than 21,000 cycles under its belt.
The crash killed 14 people. Federal officials say last month's fiery crash happened during takeoff after the engine on the left wing detached and flew off. The NTSB says cracks were found where the engine connected to the wing. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Former EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini has been arrested
in Belgium as part of a corruption and fraud investigation. Two other people were also detained. Her arrest is a blow to the EU's image abroad as the bloc urges Ukraine to tackle corruption and tries to maintain diplomatic influence. Mogherini served as the EU's top diplomat from 2014 to 2019 and now heads the College of Europe, which was one of the sites raided by Belgian authorities. I'm Nayan Kim.
An inmate who touched off a massive search when he escaped from an Atlanta hospital and allegedly stole a car with a handgun inside has been captured. Timothy Shane was apprehended in a residential area of Covington outside Atlanta, where he had been knocking on doors. Authorities had warned the public to be wary of Shane, who they said was armed and dangerous. The inmate had been taken to a hospital in Atlanta Sunday night and escaped Monday morning. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.